Good morning and welcome to On Fire Radio, brought to you by Catskill Mountain Christian Center, a full gospel family church and Christian academy located at 629 Main Street in beautiful Margaretville, New York. What a great day to go to church. If you don't have a church, come on over to Catskill Mountain Christian Center. We would love for you to be our guest this morning. That's Catskill Mountain Christian Center this morning at 10 o'clock. If you'd like more information about On Fire Radio or Catskill Mountain Christian Center, give us a call at 845-586-4848. I'm Renard Bartow, and I'd like to invite you to join us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you On Fire Radio. Now let's go to Pastor Bob Engelhart with today's message.
So I'm going to start from Psalm 90, verse 12. Which is a kind of an often quoted scripture, but it says, "So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And this, if you look at Psalm 90, you find out that Psalm 90 is a little bit different because it's a psalm of Moses, whereas a lot of the psalms are attributed to David and some other people and groups. This particular psalm is a psalm of Moses. And one of the things that we know about Moses is that, you know, Moses was called a friend of God. But Moses was a man, I think, who really numbered his days. Was he 120 years ago when he ran to the top of the mountain to die, you know, or something? He had the strength of a young man. And because he numbered his days, you know, we can be reckless with our time. I think we can be reckless with the days that we've been given. And not for nothing, but, you know, like, so I'm not like Methuselah or anything, but I gotta tell you, 61 sneaks up on you. You just don't know what's ever happening. You know, you're like, one day you're 24 and the next day you're 61, and you're like, what? And you look back and you think, wow, how, you know, and maybe because we're entertainment oriented, I mean, we really have a great love for our entertainment time. I was raised in an American household where, I mean, it was 6 hours of TV every day. It was like there was something strange about you if you didn't watch 6 hours of TV every day. And we only had two channels where we lived. You know, that's a lot of black and white TV. With the rabbit ears that you were, or somebody was up on top of the house and yelling, "No, turn it the other way." You got, young people, you don't know what I'm talking about. But that, we all do. Aluminum foil on the rabbit ears. You know, and I think, you know, without being waxing philosophical in terms of capitalism, you know, we're in a society that's very much advertising oriented. And so we spend a lot of time watching commercials, and they ignite in us desires to have things, to have fun things that normal people would never desire to have. I mean, who needs a hula hoop? Who would ever in their life miss a hula hoop? But how many millions of hula hoops were sold at some point in time in human history? And there's nothing the matter with a hula hoop. I'm just saying that those things are very, those things are fixations of ours. And they seal our time. I mean, who doesn't have the latest iPhone? Don't raise your hands because, you know, some do, some don't, you know? I like the guy who still has his old flip phone, you know, but we're sold so often things that we think that everything they show us on TV is supposed to make you happy. You know, from Hawaiian Punch to Pizza Hut to what kind of cool car you drive. Everything promises to make you happy. And so you end up wasting just a whole ton of days just thinking that these things are going to make you happy. And they do for a minute. When you get it, it's cool. New iPhone or whatever, that's cool for a minute. And then in 6 months, it's the old version. And you're old, you got outdated, you feel like you're doing this on the wall with your telephone. Yeah? So teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Because I want to tell you something. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is better than knowledge. Wisdom is better than understanding. You know, I see a guy on Jeopardy who wins like 4 days in a row, and he's a bartender. I mean, bless his heart, he's a bartender. But it just proves that the smarter you are doesn't mean the better you're doing in life. That just disproves that whole idea. I'm smart, I know more Jeopardy answers, so therefore I'm smarter than you. Somehow I'm more superior to you. I'm superior to you because I'm smarter than you, because I know more Jeopardy answers than you. And we parry back and forth with our little bits of knowledge. But I would offer to you that wisdom is established over time, and it's a condition of life that grows in time. So we number our days so that we can gain a heart of wisdom. How far along are we? How much can we reasonably expect? And how are we doing on a trajectory? Because did somebody win $578 million yesterday or something in a lottery? I think they did. And it wasn't me, so I wasn't playing. But we have lottery hopes. Our hopes are lottery type of hopes. A rich thing will happen to us. But numbering your days is all about playing the long game. Numbering your days is all about building a life. Teaching me to number my days is understanding that what I'm doing in season and out of season, the grinder, not the superstar, the one who grinds out day in and day out, season in, season out, and works toward wisdom, is the one who wins the race. Because let me tell you about the end of the race. The end of the race is not attending a service where you're in a box. That's not the end of your race. The end of your race is standing before Jesus. That's the end of your race. The end of your race is not how big a party we have upon your departure to Valhalla. Came up with that. That's Norse, isn't it? The day that you're numbering your days to be successful is the day you stand before Jesus Christ. And you think that he's not going to have time to get through billions of us, but I'm telling you, there ain't no time there. He's got all the time in the world to spend and dote on every moment of your life, every decision you've made, every word you've uttered. Jesus said there won't be one idle word ever uttered that's not going to come under the scrutiny of the judgment of God. You ought to just, like that movie, that ought to just shake some fear into you. You mean every? Mufasa, is that it? Yeah. I want Catskill Mountain Christian Center in eternity to line up and Jesus just walk by and just giving you high fives. hearts, everyone, saying, you guys were awesome. You little church, not everybody thought much about you, but man, I was digging it when you were living for me. You're giving some of them big offerings. You're doing some of those works out there. You caring for the people in your community through your CAP program. You're praying for the brokenhearted people in your community, even though maybe you don't even know them, but you're praying for them. You're making a big old church here in the middle of town, and you're putting on bluegrass music that some might find Jesus and be saved. Give me five. Get in here. Wait till you see what I got for you. Wait till you see what I got for you. Get in here. Get in here. We look at each other and go, yeah. And that's that same Psalm 90, verses 16 and 17. It says, let your work appear to your servants. Let us see what God is doing. Let us see. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let your work appear to your servants. Let us see what you're doing here. Let us be people who have seen the glory of God in the land of the living. Yeah? Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. He says, let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish the work of our hands. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. When the beauty of the Lord is upon you, I want to tell you something. People trust you. People look to you for help. They come to you for help. People trust you. People confide in you. You know, when the beauty of the Lord is, do you know we're made in His image? There's something about us that we're drawn to His image. Let the beauty of the Lord God be upon us. Let us walk in a kind of a spirit that shows deference to one another, that shows respect for one another, that walks in kindness toward one another. We are a jaded and critical and cynical world. And in New York, we're the worst of them. We can cut people up just as soon as look at them. Our sharp tongues are our favorite entertainment tool. We make paper dolls out of people's souls with our cutting tongues and lips that we could live above in a place where kindness is our portion. The beauty of the Lord would be upon us. And establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Most people want to live a life that counts. That's a good and a godly thing. Moses asks above in this scripture to be granted wisdom, so to make the most of his time. God grant us wisdom that we can make the most of our time. Many things in life can be restored and wasted, but once time is gone, it's gone forever. It can never be recovered. Once the day ends, it is gone forever. You'll never get another 2017. You'll never do that one again. It's gone forever. It's in the record books. You can't get it back. You can't get it back. One day that you've lived in 2017, you cannot get it back. One of those good things that you had wanted to do, you had planned to do, you didn't get to do, you'll never get to do it in 2017 ever again. Now, a lot of things can be recovered, but once a day is gone, once the sun is down, once the day is over, it's over forever. It's in the record books. But today, you have an opportunity to invest in good things, to make it matter, to make it count. We do education, we do preparation, we learn the Word of God. Why do we do those things? So that we can be a service to Him, be a service to others, that He makes something out of the work of our hands. something more than just a paycheck. Amen? Nothing matter with a paycheck. And God has made it so that we got to spend a lot of our time making a paycheck. Make a big one, make a small one. We got to spend time making a paycheck. God knows that. And believe it or not, there's time left over. Okay, many things in life can be restored. You can restore many things, but you can't get time back. Once it's gone, it's gone. I used to be 60. I didn't like when I was 60. I thought I was too old when I was 60, but I'm never going to be 60 again. I'm always going to be older than 60. Dang. What's up with that? So Moses ends by saying, establish the work of our hands, and he says it twice, and that's a literal, literary device that's used to emphasize. So he says, establish the work of our hands, establish the work of our hands. That means that God wants you to be successful. That means that God wants you more than you. God wants you to be successful. Establish the work of our hands is not the work of our prayers, not the work of our knees. It's the work of our hands. It's what we're doing. That we're participating in life, that we're working people. Establish the work of our hands. Establish the work of our hands. Can't let me count my days, because the work of my hands should be growing my influence and my position and my wisdom in life as I move forward. We're building lives here. Right? We're building lives. I was born again into the miracle world of Christianity. I wanted everything to be a miracle because I was conditioned by a lottery society. So of course you want an instant Jesus miracle for everything. And Jesus does instant wonderful Jesus miracles. I like them when they happen. And in an emergency, they will happen. But for the most part, he's asking you to build. To build a life. Count your days. Build your life. Expect to be here until the end. Amen? And when does the blessing of God come? Always at least one day later than you think it will. There's that waiting thing. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Those who wait upon the Lord, those who learn that while we're doing, we're patiently waiting for the Lord to show up and to bring his blessing. It shows that success is God's will for us, and he's passionate about our success. You were created to enjoy success. You were created to enjoy success. You're created to pursue success. You're created to enjoy success. When a success truly comes in your life that you've earned, I'm telling you, I don't have any, you know, it's not about the lottery, but that's one thing. But working and believing and doing something right and doing something righteous and staying in there and hanging in there and seeing the blessing of God come, there's such joy in that. There's such joy in that. Okay? And it helps you to become significant because you know you've grown in wisdom, and then you can help someone else when they're in that same condition, when they're the younger one. You know, Jacob and I get together all the time, and I'm always with Jacob, come on, Jake, you got to find this patience thing. Fire, full young man, full of fire, you know? It's changing the world. He wants to get up there and change the world. And I'm like, steady, son, steady. You're going to get there. You're doing good. You know, young folks need old folks. But you know what? Old folks really need young folks too. Because it helps us to remember. I used to be young and strong. So Genesis 1 from verse 26, we call this the cultural mandate. God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Whose image are you made in? You're made in the likeness of God. You're of a God class being. I'm not saying you're little gods. I'm not heretical. I'm saying you're made in his image and his likeness. He's a creator, first and foremost. He worked his fingers off for 6 days, creating the heavens and the earth. Prolific, created all at the same time. He's got angels doing this and angels doing that. He's speaking things into existence. He's saying, let the waters be divided. Let the earth come. Let the stars be in the sky. Let the animals, let the creeping things. Let's get some insects going down there. Let's get some mountains and hills over here. Come on, let's go. He worked and he worked and he worked. He liked it so much. God never gets tired. He liked it so much after 6 days, he said, I'm going to take a day off. Let's just hang and enjoy this. Are you kidding me? You're made in his image. You ought to love working. You ought to love working. And then when you have some fruit of your labor, then you take a day off and enjoy it. Because you can't outwork God. And somebody will say, I work 7 days a week, 42 hours every day for the last 49 years. Like, wow, you work more than God. I hope you're really rich if you work that much. I hope you made more than God. Just throwing it out there. So let man have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God gave man a lot of responsibility. This is a big job. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Have children. Get married. Have children. Why? Because you need more work to do. Because that is a whole experience in itself that's different than going to work with your lunchbox. Having children. Blessings from above that they are. So be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue. You can only be like sardonic when you get to my age and have raised children. And you can take those cutesy little sayings and you can see them for what they are. Like a beware sign. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's a cultural mandate. That's what we're supposed to be a part of. Jesus never said, okay, stop working now. Pray 42 hours a day, and I will send you, you know, silver and gold. It doesn't work like that. We're a part of the environment. We're man. We're made in God's image. We're man. We're significant. We're children of God. We have a great task before us because there are X amount of people in this room, but X amount of people in our region who don't know about Jesus. And my Bible allows me to believe that if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior upon your departure from this planet, there is no guarantee that you'll have hope of eternal life with God. Did I say that safely enough? In Deuteronomy 39, the Lord your God will make you successful in everything you do. He will give you many children and numerous livestock, and he will cause your fields to produce abundant harvests, for the Lord will again delight in being good to you as he was to your ancestors. The Lord will delight in being good to you. So what is he going to do? It still sounds like work to me. I don't know where you're coming from, but he says, he'll give you many children. That's work. Checkbox work. Checkbox fun or work. Many children. Checkbox work. Numerous livestock. Checkbox work. Fields to produce abundant harvests. Checkbox, work. And he will delight in being good to you as he was to your ancestors. All of that work is God's blessing to you. All that work is God's blessing to you. I love you so much, I'm going to give you some more work. I'm going to love you so much, I'm going to give you lots of animals to take care of. Joshua 1:8 says, if the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to what is written in it, then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Prosperous. It's like a dirty word. Are you one of those prosperity Christians? You're darn right I am. I'm certainly not one of those poverty Christians. Man, I serve a good God. I serve a God who loves. I serve a God who delights in his children. Why? So we can have shiny cars and do things? No. Because we have a world that needs to be saved. No, because we're going to stand before him one day in eternity. And if we make the work of our hands successful, that we can be a part of building and establishing works and churches and things that do good for people and help the agenda of the kingdom of heaven. When we stand before him one day, we will have fulfilled our mission, our task.
Hello, this is Jake Johnson, and I want to thank you for listening to this edition of On Fire Radio. Pastor Bob shared a great message entitled, Learning How to Count. Pastor shared today that we need to learn how to number our days. So often, we walk throughout our day-to-day life not taking a hold of every moment of opportunity that God gives us to share his love and his life. The Bible says that we have been bought with a price. That price was that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was without sin, had to die on a cross and take our sin so that we could have eternity with God. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you pray with me today? Lord Jesus, I recognize that I am a sinner. I believe that you were born, you lived a sinless life, you died on a cross, and you rose again victorious over death. Jesus, I place my full faith in you today. I turn from my sinful ways and take on this new life that I have in you. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would fill me with your power. God, I thank you for giving your Son to die on a cross for me. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. In your name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, I'd encourage you to get a Bible, start a prayer life, and find a Bible-believing church. If you don't have a church, we would love to have you visit Catskill Mountain Christian Center on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at 629 Main Street in Margaretville, New York. On Fire Radio is a ministry of Catskill Mountain Christian Center. If you would like to find out more information on Catskill Mountain Christian Center, or financially support the ministry of On Fire Radio, you can go to cmcconline.org, or you can look us up on Facebook. On behalf of Pastor Bob Englehart, this is Jake Johnson signing off. God bless, and we'll see you in church.